On the phone with Raghi from Of Monsters and Men, does vocals and guitar work. Raghi, where are you calling from today?
I'm in Montreal.
For Oshaga, right?
Yes.
Are you excited to play that?
Yes, very, very.
So Beneath the Skin is your second album for Of Monsters and Men. How is it different from My Head is an Animal?
I mean, the lyrics are, you know, a bit more personal, not as much storytelling going on like we did last time.
Yeah, because the song Crystals, that's basically, it's about kind of stripping everything away, and it's a super personal song. It's about just being you. Is that fair?
I mean, yeah, the whole album is kind of like that.
Obviously, Icelandic is your first language. Is it tough writing and singing in English?
No, it's interesting. It's fun. It's a good challenge. You're always learning something new and new words and stuff like that. I mean, Icelandic is very much harder. Like the way we speak it. Like if I was speaking to you with a hard Icelandic accent, it would sound something like this. It definitely does sound different.
The band is awesome on Snapchat. You can follow Hello Oh Ma'am. That's what it is. But there's tons of you. How many people are up on stage when you perform?
Well, we're 9 on stage.
Wow. You know, so at the Edmonton Folk Music Festival in about a week, there's going to be 9 of you up on stage. Does that get tough sometimes, having so many people, so many moving parts?
Sound checks are longer. And there's more that can go wrong, but there's also more that can go right. The more, the merrier.
Do you ever lose track of each other? Anyone get lost?
Like, yeah, sure. I mean, Sigrun, our trombone player that's been touring with us now, he's always doing something. We're in Japan, and she was walking, and there were these street performers playing jazz, and they invited her to play this little club. So she just went on a little journey and somewhere in the middle of Tokyo with her trombone and went into a little jazz club by herself.
Where is the worst place you've ever slept? Because as a band, like you said, you travel around a lot. There's a lot of different adventures. So where's the worst place you've slept?
Oh, okay. Actually, I think it's in Iceland. We were touring Iceland, and we played in Vestmannaeyjar, an island outside of Iceland, playing this bar, and we slept on the second floor of the bar, and it was like just mattresses on the floor,
And
stains on the mattresses and stuff like that. So that was probably the worst place I've slept.